The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, or MEMA, will be flying planes over the entire coastline today of the state to get a better idea of the damage caused by the weekend nor'easter. The storm's strong winds, heavy rains, and high tides knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people and are blamed for at least one death in the state. 79,000 homes and businesses are still without power this morning, and utility companies say it could be midweek before it's restored across the state. Governor Baker declared a state of emergency for the entire state and toured coastal areas yesterday, including Howes Neck in Quincy. WBUR's Simone Rios was there.
While visiting coastal communities, Governor Baker said this storm raises big questions about whether Massachusetts is prepared for events like the weekend nor'easter.
What can be done by the folks at the state level? What can be done at the city? But then we also have to have a conversation about how we're going to deal with the fact that a lot of the coastal stuff is probably going to be part of our future, and we need to come up with some plans for that.
Baker met with local officials and residents to get a firsthand look at the damage. Mike and Cindy Cotter live on Howes Neck. Their family's presence on the peninsula spans five generations, and they say Winter Storm Riley brought the worst flooding the family has ever experienced. Unlike the hundreds of Quincy residents who had to be rescued, the Cotters decided to leave their home before the worst of the flooding.
We know it was going to get bad, so we evacuated ahead of it. Our son, who lives around the corner, he and his wife went out in the front end loader about maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That saved a lot of people. This is miraculous nobody was injured or killed down here, really.
The Cotters knew sooner or later they'd get hit with a bad storm, and they see this one as a sign of the times.
We're environmentalists. We know the global warming is happening. The sea levels are rising. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, this is the three highest tides in recorded history have happened this year.
The first of those high tides was in January, but Cotter says Howes Neck was spared because ice on the surface of the ocean prevented the water from breaching the seawall. The next two high tides happened during Riley, and there wasn't enough ice around to protect them. Officials in Quincy say the Cotter's home was among roughly 100 affected by the flooding, half of them severely, and a handful of homes left uninhabitable. Then there's the infrastructure damage, says Quincy Mayor Thomas Cope.
Because we're a coastal community, we've got 80 tide gates, we've got sewer pump stations, drain pump stations, it's complicated, and we're trying to make sure all that infrastructure is taken care of.
Yesterday, some 20 engineers came to Quincy to inspect the city's 2.5 miles of seawall. The repair work will cost millions, and it's just one part of the statewide recovery. That's why the State Emergency Management Agency is tallying up the storm damage to file for federal disaster relief. Meeting with city officials in Quincy yesterday, MEMA's regional director James Mannion said assessments are already underway.
At this point, we don't know really the breadth of the damage. That's what we're going to try to figure out in the next week. So damage assessment teams will be going out probably the top 20, 25 communities to take kind of a quick snapshot of where the damage is, what the sort of big ticket items are.
Another storm is expected Wednesday going into Thursday. Forecasters say it won't compare to the weekend nor'easter, but more power outages are likely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.